Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. 1010 Winds is in East New York at this hour, where police have taken an elementary school kid into custody after they say he showed up at the school with the unthinkable. And based on what we're hearing, this wasn't the first time. Newsman Mac Rosenberg at PS 158 this afternoon.
The question is, how did an 8-year-old get his hands on a gun? He brought it to school here at PS 158 Wednesday and Thursday, and police are now investigating if he used it to menace another student. LaShawn Harvey has two kids who go here and thinks there should be metal detectors.
For the children's sake, yeah.
These are really young kids that go here. Did you talk to your kids about this at all?
Yeah, we discussed it.
He understands?
Yeah, he understands.
The boy was taken to the precinct to be picked up by his parents. This woman works in the school's lunchroom.
We didn't know anything until just now.
Letters are being sent to parents about what happened. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East New York.
Yeah, the logical question, how did that baby get that gun? Not one day, but 2 days apparently. Golly. We'll be following that one, folks. We'll keep you posted. Stay tuned. Meantime, three Bronx men facing grand larceny charges today after being caught trying to steal a car from a Rockland dealership. Cops say it looks like two of the men came to the Rockland Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Nanuet earlier in the day, got a key fob to check out one of the cars, but they end up swapping that fob with another one that they brought so they could use the real one to steal the car at night. Get all that? Well, police figured it all out, and they were able to foil the plot when the suspects returned that evening. They arrested 19-year-old Joel Beelan and 20-year-old Mankamang Cisse. I can't even say his name, but he probably doesn't care anyway, along with their alleged getaway driver, 21-year-old Isaac Botang. So the political battle over bail reform continues on Long Island after four people who were arrested in connection to the discovery of human remains were released without bail.
Governor Hochul very blunt about what she thinks about the Suffolk County DA and his investigation into the body parts case. She tells Good Day New York the DA should have done a more thorough investigation and charged the four with murder or conspiracy to commit murder.
I encourage the DA's office to go back and build your case, because if you bring any of those charges, which I think would be appropriate, that's absolutely bail eligible. Those people would not be out on the street.
The DA's response, the governor's platform on public safety is laughably inadequate. Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine says the four should have never been let out with no bail.
Governor, these bail laws are not making New York safer. They're making it more dangerous.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Hauppauge, Long Island.
Meantime, we learned today that the four people that they brought in connection with those body parts can't go back to their home in Amityville because the plumbing doesn't work. The police took part of the plumbing as part of the investigation. Isn't that crazy? In other news on this Thursday, Mayor Adams wants the city to be at the forefront of the health and beauty industry, and that's why he unveiled a plan today to create a massive manufacturing and incubator facility at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. That's to launch and support New York City-based businesses in the industry.
This is a $25 million state-of-the-art facility coming to the heart of Brooklyn. The labs will help small businesses, including many that are Black, Indigenous, and people of color, and women-owned wellness and beauty businesses launch and grow in the city of New York.
Yeah, AYO Labs is the name of it. AYO, A-Y-O, Labs at Brooklyn Navy Yard. It'll be developed by R.F. Wilkins Consultants. The first phase expected to be completed by next year. The mayor says it will create about 900 jobs in the first 5 years. Another instance of subway violence earlier today in the Bronx, where a good Samaritan trying to help a lady was stabbed.
Cops hoping the surveillance footage they're checking out will help them lead to an arrest. The two men harassing a woman overnight, the elevated tracks here in the 2 line. A good Samaritan, a 53-year-old man, decides he wants to do something about it and ends up getting stabbed in his right hand for his trouble. I spoke with Robert as he was getting on the train. He says he usually feels safe.
Yeah, in the daylight, but you know, you still got to keep your eyes open. You know, out of nowhere, some will come in and talk loud, look crazy, picking on people for no reason, and, you know. And today, it's hard to get involved. If you get involved, you don't know what he had, a gun or a knife.
The man stabbed, taken over to Jacoby down the street here to get some help as the investigation continues. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, the Pelham Bay Station.
That attack coming on the heels of an attack on an MTA conductor yesterday, and after Governor Hochul announced a big plan to add state police and National Guard into the subway stations. Now, this next one sure doesn't sound very appealing. A lawmaker raising the red flag over the food, she says, being served up at school cafeterias throughout New York. And we warn you, the descriptions you hear in this story could be deemed as quite disturbing. Actually, this lawmaker says it's just nasty. Julia Papa.
State Senator Yuen Chu says the photos and complaints began pouring in early last month from public school students and their parents.
They are saying they noticed their school lunch, the quality went down.
The photos depict moldy oranges, cream cheese, and an unidentified heap of brown mush. They're telling her that the quality of the food declined and that hot food options became more limited earlier this year.
Finally, there's something our students will like to eat and make sure they are healthy. If that was the decision they decided to cut off from the menu, I don't know what is this mentality.
She wrote a letter to DOE to determine if this is budget related. As we spoke, she says her team had just learned that the menus had changed, but they don't know when. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news, an unprovoked attack using a cup of hot water thrown at a lady has landed a guy in jail for assault. The 27-year-old victim walking west on 35th Street and 8th Avenue when a clown from hell decided, I'll just toss some hot water on her. And for no reason, police say he did. The jerk ran off and they took the poor lady to the hospital with burns throughout her body. Thank goodness police say they were only minor but hurt like crazy. They put up a picture of this guy, including on our website, and they finally caught up with him. He's ID'd as 42-year-old Larry Martin from Queens. They have no clue why he attacked this woman with that water. An update now to a story we told you about yesterday. An arrest made in connection to the discovery of a human torso inside a Bronx apartment earlier this week. 48-year-old Sheldon Johnson now charged with murder, manslaughter, and weapons possession. Tuesday night, cops were called for a wellness check at an apartment on Summit Avenue in Highbridge. When they made the gruesome discovery, the victim has now been ID'd as 44-year-old Colin Small, who lived inside the apartment. Apparently, cops say the two were friends. There is no known motive, though, at this time for what happened there and what led to this. Well, city council poised to pass a bill today that would require cruise ships at the city's ports to connect to the city's power grid instead of idling and burning diesel fuel, polluting the air.
The push requiring cruise ships to plug into shore power began in Red Hook 18 years ago, spearheaded by Susan Povich, chairwoman of the Red Hook Business Alliance.
When they don't plug in and they're emitting the low-quality diesel fuel, it's the equivalent of 34,000 idling trucks.
Brooklyn Councilwoman Alexis Aviles represents the neighborhood.
It will also require that contracted entities come up with a traffic mitigation plan that will hopefully prevent the sort of nightmare occurring that has happened and is happening in Red Hook.
The bill also covers Manhattan's cruise ship terminal, where shore power connectivity is being studied. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.